when would afternoon begin?
After the 12 o'clock there.
Well, and when would evening begin?
I'd say about sundown.
Okay. I've heard some people use evening right after noon.
Yes, I have too, but that's not proper, of course.
You never use that?
No.
Okay. What would you say to a person in parting after dark?
Well, you'd say good evening.
All right. And do you ever use good night?
Yes, you use good night.
When would you use that?
After in the evening.
Excuse me. Only when you're parting, or when you're meeting, or parting?
Well, you can good evening when you're meeting.
Would you ever say good night when you're meeting somebody?
No.
Okay.
You say good evening when you're meeting.
All right. Now, you mentioned the sundown, when the sun disappears. What do you call it when the sun first appears?
It's morning.
Or sun.
Sunup.
Yeah. And you say, at what time did the sun
rise?
And you'd say, 6 a.m. the sun.
6 a.m. the sun rose.
It had before I got up.
The sun had risen before I got up.
And if Wednesday is today, Tuesday was
yesterday.
And Thursday will be
tomorrow.
And if someone isn't coming this Sunday, but the following Sunday, you might say he's coming
Sunday week.
You ever use that for the time in the past? He came here Sunday week, meaning a week ago last Sunday?
Well, you could say week ago last Sunday. That'd be the past.
You wouldn't say Sunday?
Sunday, you wouldn't say, no. If it's in front, you'd say he was here. He will be here Sunday week.
Okay. Now, if you want to know the time of day, you might ask me what
time is it?
And so I would look at my
watch.
And I told you today I'd be here about
1:30.
What's another way of saying that? Half.
Half past one.
All right, and 15 minutes later would be
1:45.
Or
quarter to two.
All right. And if you haven't seen anybody for a long time, you might say, I haven't seen him for
ages.
Quite a
long time.
All right. How about quite a spell or quite a while?
Well, quite a while is all right.
All right.
We use the word around here a lot of times, but it's very awkward, I guess, to use for ages. I haven't seen him for ages.
Uh-huh. And then if 1971 was last year, 1972 is...
This year.
And if a little boy is this many years old, say he's...
3 years old. This
and
year.
And something happened, today's April 12th, and something happened on that day 12 months ago, you'd say that happened just...
12 months ago today.
Just a year.
A year ago today.
All right. And you'd say, what kind of a day, you know, not so much today, maybe you say Monday, you'd say it was really
a nice day.
All right, and a day like today is more, that's not bad now, but a little earlier it was.
It was raining bad early this morning.
Yeah, when it isn't raining though, you'd say it's just
a cloudy day or foggy.
If rain or snow is expected, but it hasn't come yet, you might say the weather is...
The forecast?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you use something like changing or breaking.
Yeah, definitely. Changing. Weather change, going to change.
And if it's been raining for quite a while and you look up and see a little blue sky, you might say, I believe it's fine.
It's going to clear off.
Okay. And if how would you describe a rain like this morning?
We might say here that was a bad thunderstorm and poured the rain, plenty of rain.
Yeah. Well, do you ever use anything like... a gully washer? Or
yes, I've heard that word used, gully washer, yeah.
Trash mover?
Yeah, trash mover, gully washer.
Did you ever hear it called a goose drowner?
No.
That's another one they use.
I've heard it said gully washers.
Uh-huh, okay. And then it wasn't only it rained so hard, but the wind
blew.